The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with Fredo Derazian. If you if you're on YouTube and believe his Zoom, it says Fredo Derazian iMac. So I guess we can call him Mr. iMac, but there's oh crap. This guy is one of our elite members and frankly has been kicking butt and taking names. And I just wanted to have him on A, because I love bragging about our rockstar members, and B, I feel like sometimes guys and gals that are changing their business and getting the results that you all want can give you better feedback than me as a coach telling you what to do. So Fredo, why don't you say hello, give everyone a little bit of background, and we'll dive into why you're such a rock star.
Oh, hello. We're Bell Cleaning, B-L, just one L, cleaning out here in St. Louis, Missouri. And we are doing commercial cleaning exclusively. We've been going at this for five years now. And a long time ago when we started, we've been following a Grow My Cleaning Company podcasts and training. It has always been a goal to join this program and do things right for our business. So it's a pleasure to be here to actually do things that will get us where we need to be.
So let me ask, when you came in, what was the biggest frustration or stuck or fear? What was the biggest thing you were struggling with? Because I'm guessing whatever that is, a big portion of Clean Nation will be like, been there, done that, or I'm living that right now.
For us, it was core values. Core values and hiring specifically. I think our client attraction system is and well, it was working, and we're looking to kind of refine it with the program's specifics. But our aha moments came from the core values and the hiring module, really.
So very few people come in, and I'm right now I'm trying to get to kind of where you were before you came, because if you've been a fan for a long time, at some point or now recently you reached out and said, that's enough, I got to do it. So rarely do people come and go, my core values are bad, I need help. They come with some other problem that they think or some other thing that's showing up in their lives, which they think if they fix their core values, it would fix that thing that's showing up. So what was showing up in your company that was driving you nuts that made you think core values would be a solution, if I may ask?
Well, sure. Very specifically, it's all about the mindset for us. There are things that we were tolerating for a long time. But once we nail down our core values, those things seemingly fix themselves. For instance, we had one of the employees for the longest time. She's been with us for 3 years, but she refused to understand or to learn about what our core values are. And as far as respect, very specifically, I think she went behind our back and trying to get a customer to fire us and hire her. So for me, it's like, not that I knew she could do that, but when I really nail down my core values, the first one is respect. The second one is work hard. And the third one is be yourself. The fourth one is help out. And the fifth one is celebrate every moment. So the first one being respect. And then for her to have done things like, I had people that went to interviews and told me, you know, they didn't come into Bell Cleaning because of my interviewer's attitude. And that's that employee. Yeah. And then she would never clock in or clock out. She would not wear a uniform. Like, I've talked to her many times about that. So in her mind, it was this gig and this guy is paying her. And one day she told me, well, you know what, Fredo, this customer, which is, I'll call it customer X, this customer X is paying you to pay me. And that's all it is. So she had no, I mean, this whole idea of me being a business owner and working hard to make things happen for myself did not register to her at all. So once we kind of really refine our core values. And the first one was respect. I mean, this thing, again, going back to this whole mindset thing, once I realized that I cannot absolutely deal with disrespectfulness, it's like I just learned that about myself. And that's, you know, through the first module, it's like, you know, what is it that drives you nuts? And then, you know, everything just became clear to me. And that was like a miracle moment for me personally. And at that point, I literally did not even have to call that employee. She called me, I would say 20, 30 times that day when I made that decision. I didn't pick up. I was done. Till today, I've not talked to her. So, and then the customer called me and said she didn't clean that one day. And then obviously, well, she called me prior to that and said, hey, you know, I'll give you 2 weeks. You know, I don't want to give you the details of the whole thing, but it's been going on for a long time. And then she said, well, I'll give you 2 weeks. And then I said, okay. And then before 2 weeks was over, she didn't clean. And then, well, I figured she fired herself. And then my customer called me and said, hey, she was trying to get me to fire you and then hire her. And I told her that I would be loyal to you. So, you know, and I told my customer, you know, we're not going to tolerate that kind of behavior. And that's when I didn't take her calls anymore. I mean, I was just disgusted. And that's a result of nailing down the core values, understanding who I am and what I'm willing to do and how serious I am about, you know, going after this. And that's all the stuff that, you know, kind of mentally shifted. And then it just gives me this attitude, which makes me act in certain ways, which produces different results.
So that was a lot. And I really appreciate the specificity with which you outlined that, Fredo. So the example that came to my mind is if Fredo and I were playing basketball together and you, Cleaning Nation, were on looking and I just pushed Fredo down and took the ball. Mm-hmm. You might have a feeling of, well, that doesn't seem fair, right? Like, right. I don't know why, I can't articulate it. That doesn't seem fair, but because we don't have any rules, I don't really know what to do other than go, it kind of seems like Mike's a jerk, but do we throw him out of the game? Do we punch him in the face? Do we let Fredo shoot free throw? Like, until we articulate the rules, we just have this general sense of that's not right. Mm-hmm. But then you're like, great, what do you do? What should be the punishment? You're like, I don't know. I don't even know if I'm right. That seems like, you know, it's a physical game, but Mike just pushed the guy down. That doesn't seem right. Well, why not? Before they were bumping into each other and Fredo bumped into Mike and Mike fell down that, you know, so until we articulate the rules, it's like really fuzzy. And we have a feeling of something's not right here, but because we don't have clear rules, it's just like, well, I don't know. What do we do here? Right. So if we now have clear rules, if you push someone down, that's a foul. It's a technical foul. If you get two of those, you're out of the game. Now it's much easier as an onlooker or referee to delineate the rules. So how I heard that working in Fredo's life is, and it's so funny too, because as onlookers, we can see what, as you kind of lay out these things of this woman, how she treated you and your company from an outside perspective, it seems pretty like, wow, out of line, right? But if I push Fredo, maybe 5 minutes ago, he was bumping me and I'm like, I don't like that. And, you know, so from my perspective, maybe pushing was an appropriate response and maybe Fredo feels like, eh, and we may have a different thing. But from outside looking in, it's pretty clear, like, that's not right.
Right.
But because you didn't have the rules down, Fredo, you just had that general feeling of unease, like this isn't right. But what do you do? Do I fire? Am I wrong? There's nothing to hang on to. But as soon as you clarified the rules, we respect one another. It's like, boom, it comes right into focus. You're like the rule, no pushing people over. And if you do, you're out of the game. Like, well, now that we got that, it's really, really clear. So I love the ability to lead your team better. B, I'm guessing you experienced it better. I'm guessing before when you were tolerating that behavior, because you didn't really have a name for it, that of a value or rule that she was violating, it probably felt, you tell me, I would think disempowering, frustrating. I don't know. You tell me how that felt and how it feels now that you've got a clear set of rules that everyone knows they're supposed to play by.
So at first, it was very uncomfortable, I would say, because, you know, I like to use the Hulk analogy. You know, the Hulk will transform and they'll shoot out on him and he won't die and he knows he'll be fine, but he doesn't like to be shot at. You know, he doesn't want those bullets. So I knew we were going to be fine moving forward, but it was very uncomfortable and annoying to be dealing with that kind of behavior My personal way of handling that was to wait till I get professional advice on specific things that I know could rock the boat. And that was one of the things. And like I said, we're here, and the program kind of pointed out that we needed to get rid of her, and we did.
And I want to encourage everybody out there, whether you seek us out for coaching or not, that third party outside perspective that knows what they're doing can be wildly helpful. So just the concept of coaching is really effective. A, it's just got to be a good coach, right? So if you dig us, reach out, that's fine. If not, find someone that you're confident with. But again, just the value of, and the cool thing is Fredo and I didn't have that specific conversation, right? It's not like you came to me and go, here's what the girl did and what do I do? And I'm like, oh, you got to fire her immediately. We didn't talk about that at all, right? Fredo just came in and kind of followed the system and knew what he needed, filled in the gaps. And the best part is when Fredo, it became clear to him without any input on me, he just started seeing, well, wait a second, now that I understand the framework we're going to play within, it's clear as day, this lady's not a fit and we're just going to have to part. That's okay. So love the core values. What's the hardest thing we asked you to do that you're the most like, ooh, I don't want to do that. That seems scary. What? Tell me about that.
That's definitely the price increase. When I look at the whole program from module one all the way to eight, it's two things. It's increasing the price and getting their credit card on file. I'm still, you know, I still need to really master a lot of mindset stuff to get to the credit card on file thing. That's about the only thing I've not worked on actively in the program. But as far as the price increase, I didn't have the confidence for that kind of stuff until, again, I went through the process of looking at my cost of goods sold with you, Mike, and you know, understanding the module, talking about pricing things right. You know, paying the fair and right rate to your cleaners so they can be happy. You know, the whole thing of making sure you have margin for things like training, right? The business cards you're going to do for them. Basically, treating your people right. There's a cost to that. Insurance, workman's comp. If somebody gets hurt on their way to work, which happened to me before, you want that kind of peace of mind that everything is covered. If somebody's hurt as you're at your customer's facility, you don't want your customer to be liable now for a big, you know, and again, a big thing like that happened to us. We were at a big school, underpriced the contract, I would say 50%. We were 50% under. And in the end, we were so frustrated that one day somebody left the water on and then it actually bleed from the top floor to the bottom floor. Like the water was left on for a long time. And then that ended up costing the school, lots of money. And then we had to actually part ways because we couldn't afford the cost that came to that. And I just called them and say, hey, look, I underbid this and, my fault, not your fault. We can't afford it. We need to be at this amount if you want us to continue, but without any change in the contract, we're going to need to part ways. And they decided, of course, we had that accident after that, and it was just too much. They decided to part ways, and we walked away free and clear. So with all that being said, you know, having people employed the right way, you know, 1099er versus being an employee, you know, all the headache and the liability, the risks that come with it, we don't want to tolerate all that stuff. We want a life that is peaceful and amazing. Mm-hmm. And then the workman's comp, you know, we want to treat all people right. We want to pay them for gas, you know, to reimburse them. We want to go to Club Fitness and say, hey, you know, we have all these people, they want to work out. Is that okay if we pay, you know, some kind of rate to get all people involved? Monthly parties, right, to welcome your people. So this whole program of treating your people right, we stand behind that. We believe in that kind of stuff. Because if you treat your people right, then they will more likely be reliable and consistent and respectful, and they will work hard and they'll help out. And when you celebrate, they'll celebrate with you, which is our core values. So to going back to your question, the hardest thing has been increasing the price and learning all the things that we've learned over the years and understanding that this is a recipe to getting you to peace of mind and, you know, to make your money and run your business as opposed to work, you know, in your business. So for me, it was a no-brainer. It's like, wait a minute. You know, there is one account actually in particular, specifically, that we raised price and then they chose to go get bids. And then they said they got a bid that was, I don't know what the percentage is, but I would say half. It was halfway cheaper than what we were charging them. So at that point, it hurt a little bit, but the way that we kind of thought about it is that we need to do things right and we need to move forward. So in order to do that, we need to be at X amount. And if that doesn't happen, there is no way we're going to move forward. So it's like looking at the numbers, if we were to keep going, we would be making $200-$300 a month on that account. And it's a huge account, 7 days a week with about a full-time employee. I mean, 6-7 hours a day. So looking at the whole picture, the responsibility of, you know, being consistent and all the stuff that comes with cleaning, we decided, you know what, it's not worth it. You know, if they want to hire somebody else or Susie from, I mean, I even told the customer that if you were to hire Susie, you know, that lives in a van by the river, which is what Mike says in the training all the time. It makes sense. It's like, well, you can go ahead and hire Susie, you know, she lives in the van and we're just different. And, you know, that's what we need to be, who we are, and to be consistent and reliable and professional and respectful, to work hard for you and to, you know, for our people to be happy. So I don't know what to tell you. So they went south and we went all ways. And we feel, you know, we were moving in the right direction. And we're relentless and we're very serious about what we want. So given the program and the step-by-step and what you need to do, we were very serious about that stuff and we just do them. And in the end, it works, because I feel a lot better about where our business is today, because we're moving in the right direction. We're going to get employees. We're going to get workman's comp. We're going to get our taxes done and we're going to get hire people. We're going to have hiring system, you know, interviews that are going all the time and clients that are calling us all the time so that we can do good business. So to conclude this whole tangent here with your question of the hardest thing is increasing the price and getting the credit card on file. And with the increasing the price, I've been able to actually contend with that and I'm good. I feel like I have the confidence I need to get that done. Thanks to your program, Mike. And we just keep moving forward.
So the theme I'm hearing, Fredo, that I think will be of value to Cleaning Nation is clarity. First, you get clarity on who you wanted to work with on your team, as opposed to just feeling generally like this person makes me unhappy and this person makes me happy, but I don't know why. And I don't know how to get new people that make me happy as opposed to unhappy. I'm just kind of throwing dice and sometimes it feels good and sometimes it feels bad. And I really don't know why. So the clarity on when you can say, we want people that show respect. We want people to celebrate. We've got very clear values. So much easier to get the right people in, to have the wrong people just wander off and know why they are what they are both ways. They know why they're fit or not. And you know why, as opposed to just going, I don't like you, get out. And then they can go like, Fredo was a bad guy. So clarity on who you work with internally, and then really clarity who you work with externally. So, you know, when people say, oh, the hardest part is raising prices, we all know, hey, Fredo, it was $500. Now it's 1,000. Like, there's not a lot of skill to that. Like, it's not like Fredo's like, I don't understand. Help me. You know, it was, he got clarity internally, like, hey, I know what my costs are. And you said it two or three times, Fredo, I know where I'm going. So once you're clear, and again, this is just clarity. So once you've got that clear picture of what you want your life to be like, both the employees that you work with, the customers that you serve, the profit that you make, because I think our default is we just want to make more money. I'm at 100,000 in revenue. I want to be at 200. I'm at 200, maybe 500, 500 million, blah, 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 forever. As opposed to, this is the life that I want to create. This life will create this much will cost this much money and this much time. Mm-hmm. So I need to create a business or an engine that will generate that time and money for me, mm-hmm. not revenue. I've had multi-million dollar business that didn't make a lot of money. I had real small $500,000-$600,000 business that made a lot of money. So that clarity of what you want, I think, makes all the decisions below that, who to hire, who to allow to stay on, at what price, what terms, it really gives you the confidence. Am I putting words in your mouth, or is that what you're feeling?
Yeah, that's definitely true. So to kind of expand on the same thing you just said, yesterday I had my first group interview, and now I'm just transitioning into module 7, hiring. So that's besides increasing price and getting credit cards on file. But, you know, with this whole efficacy of the program, you know, when I was doing my group interview yesterday, my attitude was just different. I mean, I was so confident. I mean, something in me just felt like I could tell this applicant, you know what, we're not hiring. Just changed my mind on the spot. Yeah, you know what, we're just not doing it. I just felt that way. And for me, that's the result, really. It's the mindset shift, because people coming to the interview, it's all mechanics, it's all money, it's all systems, right? But once you're there, what you believe or what you think about what's going on is what's going to make all the difference. And at that point, I think after watching the module, I was in the mindset of blood in, blood out. Mm. We're not playing here. We're serious. And no, we don't need help, right? So a funny thing is my brother is helping me with that one account that I fired. So, and then my brother was like, well, can we get her to help us? Because it's going to be a late night again. And I turned to her. It was just funny because I had just learned the module, and then all these things were going in my mind. I was just not going to let it happen. I told my brother, look, she didn't plan for it, but she was there. So I was trying to be nice. But then when she walked away, I just told her, look, I'm just going to show her the door, and then we're going to talk about it. And then I was talking to her about it. I go, you didn't plan to clean tonight. Just go home. So I didn't even set up the follow-up second interview. I was just so caught up in the fact that, you know what, it's blood in, blood out. We're not going to let anybody just get in here very easily, because if they do, then they're going to quit just as easily. And I don't want that kind of headache anymore. Mm-hmm. So Maria came in, we interviewed her, and then it felt really good asking her the questions that I fleshed out from my core values, mm-hmm. like respect, right? You have to be respectful. When was the last time you had a job? It didn't work out. How did you handle it? Right. So I'm looking for, did you give 2 weeks notice? And you know, what happened? Did you have a boss you didn't like? You know, how did you, you know, maneuver through this job and things like that? So, and then in the end, I made it clear to Maria that we absolutely need everyone that comes into this company to respect each other and respect our customers. And then we moved on to our other core values, which is work hard. Maria, what do you think about people that work hard, right? Because some people, I've met people actually who told me, who thinks that people that work hard are just weird, right? They just don't like them. It's like, you know, you make me feel bad, whatever the case. But so I just wanted to make the distinction that everybody here works hard. And if you don't like hardworking people, this is not your place. So all in all, the group interview, the first one I had yesterday, I felt very comfortable to make sure that it's a match on the core value levels. I didn't take any names and any forms. I mean, I didn't care about any of that. It's just working out the whole connection with the core values, just like the module say. And then it felt really good. And then I told her, we don't need help. Just go home. You know, we did the cleaning last night. So yeah, we're just going down the road like that.
I love that. So what I heard from that is that clarity that the core values gave you a tremendous amount of confidence. So, yeah. So much so even when your brother didn't quite get it, he's like, well, what's wrong? Why don't we hire? We need some people. You're like, no, and really vision is just a way to put that. You have a clear picture of what you want now, and you're able to articulate it to yourself. And now you're able to articulate it to others. When something doesn't line up with your vision, you're like, nope, easy peasy. And as an owner, that's what we can, anyone, no offense, anyone can clean. Anyone can do payroll. Anyone can do, there's a lot of, most of the things in our business, just about anyone can do, but holding that vision, having that clear picture of here's where we're going. That's what motivates people to want to join your party, right? Okay. We have gone a little long, but I'm so in love with Fredo. I wanted to give him all the time to share. So Cleaning Nation, if this has been helpful and you're like, I would like more information on this sort of stuff, or I need that, growmycleaningcompany.com. I don't think there's anything you can, I don't think there's a single thing you can buy there, but there's 800 podcasts like this. There is the best part to start is our on-demand training. I would go there. If you wait till the outro, I think I give a text where you can text me personally, but lots and lots of free resources if you want more. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. Check it out now. See you there.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.